Gateway News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats tour Texas border facilities as news emerges about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Salvadorian migrant and his toddler daughter who drowned in a desperate effort to cross into the United States were buried Monday in San Salvador. A photograph of Oscar Martinez and 23-year-old Valeria lying face down in the Rio Grande River was shared countless times last week, bringing attention to the plight of those who would enter the United States to seek a better life. The El Salvadorian president said that his family felt that they had no choice but to flee the poverty and violence they faced at home in El Salvador. Critics blame the tragedy in part on the Trump administration policies that kept migrants from crossing the border to ask for asylum and forcing them to wait in Mexico. The administration threatened Mexico with tariffs if it did not enforce immigration controls on its northern and southern borders. This is VOA News. President Trump has signed a humanitarian aid package to bolster migrant care, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In an Oval Office ceremony,